Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio. It's a wonderful day in New Hampshire. We've got 2 feet of snow on the ground, and the only good thing I can say about it is that the ticks are in hiding. So it's actually a good time to get out. Really great show today. We are spending our whole hour with the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, our wonderful friend John Donnelly, who's been biking across America with Bite Back for the Cure. And we've got the president of Tick-Borne Disease Alliance joining us too, Stacy Grodin. So it's going to be a wonderful show. We're going to get filled in on all that they've been doing, this tremendous organization. And I also want to tell you good news on my end for all of you who have read my book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit. We are giving away 3 copies today. Our first 3 callers are going to get copies of Out of the Woods. So call the station at 800-930-2819. I'll say that again. It's 800-930-2819. So our first 3 callers can get a copy of Out of the Woods. And I got a good book publishing deal. Out of the Woods is going to go into 4 translations, and my second book, Mending, is coming out, and I signed on with Skyhorse Publishing in New York City last week. So that's really exciting news for me to share with all of you, and I look forward to bringing you another great book on healing and recovering from Lyme disease and autoimmune illness. So with all of that in mind, I'd like to welcome John Donnelly. We've been following him faithfully since the end of September on this journey across America, and he made it back to the East Coast to Central Park on December 1st and then down to Washington, D.C. for some more events. So, hi, John.
Hi, Katina. Thanks so much for having me again, and I really want to congratulate you on that new book publishing deal. Very well deserved.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate your kindness in telling me that, and having been with you on Martha's Vineyard and I got to share Out of the Woods and my story, I think you know how much it resonates with people who are suffering.
Absolutely,
so anyway,
yeah.
Tell us where you are and what you've been up to.
So right now I'm in New Jersey, so I'm back home. I think the last time we spoke, it was after the Senate staff briefing in Washington, D.C., and that's where we pushed for the Lyme and Tick-Borne Disease Prevention, Education, and Research Act. So after that, I actually had, you know, our last event, and that was in Baltimore at Johns Hopkins University.
Okay.
And I was able to, you know, connect with the lacrosse community there. You know, I played lacrosse during college. So at that event, the men's and women's team at Johns Hopkins, they were all there cheering me on as I did my victory lap. And then there are also local advocates. So Susan Green, who's a Lyme disease attorney for patients and doctors, she was there. And then Monty Scull from the NatCap Lyme Association was there also. And these are two people I really admire a lot, and they were able to, you know, commend the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance's efforts through the ride. So it was a really good last event. And since then, I've just kind of been resting and seeing family and friends, but also speaking with the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and figuring out next steps and seeing how we can continue the conversation and extend the efforts from the ride in a way. I know we have a lot of footage from the ride, so we're kind of figuring out how we use that.
Yeah, I mean, you took a lot of great footage on the road. I mean, we've seen some of it already, but I bet you have even more to share.
Yeah, you've seen some of it, and it was such like a high-volume social media campaign. So we were putting stuff out every day, and we ended up with a lot left over. So it'll be interesting how we use that. Definitely a lot more stories that I'd like to tell and share with people.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine how powerful it has been, John, because, you know, that was one of the big, you know, ambitions you had on this journey was to be meeting with sick folks. And as you crossed the country, I mean, as you said, you got into Colorado and Missouri and Pennsylvania, and I mean, Kansas, and people were just, you know, stricken. You have so many different stories to share.
Yeah, it really is. Everywhere, and that's kind of something I knew before going into this trip, but just, you know, the chaotically various nature of everyone's story. You know, as you know, everyone's journey is different, and I think that's something people outside of the Lyme disease community need to understand, you know, just how different it is from person to person.
Yes, definitely. The symptoms manifest uniquely depending on your kind of genetic strengths and weaknesses. So tell us a little bit then more about when you were at Johns Hopkins, because that was an important stop for you with your lacrosse background as a national player. And, you know, tell us about that a little more.
Mm-hmm. So as you were saying earlier, you know, one of the big goals of this campaign is to tell patient stories and to, you know, give credence to what they're going through. But there's also an awareness building component to this ride. So what we tried to accomplish through that event was to make lacrosse players aware of, you know, just how serious this disease can be. You know, athletes in particular, you know, they're vulnerable to getting these diseases just by going outdoors, walking through tall grass. And so the best way to prevent yourself is just to become aware of it. So I think this campaign was very successful in connecting with the Lyme disease community and galvanizing them, I think. But we also wanted to get outside the community and make sure that people are aware of these diseases and being vigilant about it.
Very, very wise move, because I witness it up here in northern New England, where, you know, we have a very much of an outdoors lifestyle, the hikers, the camping, the fishing and the canoeing. And then, of course, all our children, they're playing soccer and golf and, you know, they're out there, you know, getting a stray soccer ball from, you know, tall grasses. And every single day I'm hearing of someone that's been infected.
Yeah, and it's not something you necessarily speak about. So I think moving forward, you know, this is something that needs to be brought to the attention of elementary schools, you know, the Boy Scouts of America, and, yeah, youth teams, you know, golfers, lacrosse players, soccer players. Everyone really needs to be aware of this.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. I'm on board with educating in the school systems, the park systems, you know, all these places where people are exposed, because we've got a beautiful terrain and landscape to enjoy, but we need to be safe. So, John, believe it or not, it's time for our station break already. But I want to continue talking with you because this is some important information to share with our listeners and also recap this whole journey that you've had, these 3,700 miles on the road. So stay with us, listeners, and John Donnelly will be back with us after the break. This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org. Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we have three winners already for Out of the Woods. We've got Catherine Frank, Roberta Brown, and Dee Edwards. Congratulations. And I think since it's such a great day, let's give away a fourth book. So phone lines are open, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Let's get that last book out to someone that's interested in it. Also, I hear we have a caller on the line. Who has joined us? Say hello.
It is actually one of your book winners, Dee Edwards.
Hi there.
Hey, my name is Dee. Hi.
Hi, where are you?
Hey, I'm in Central New York.
Great. Nice to meet you, Dee. Tell us what is it that you'd like to ask about?
All right. Well, since I've had Lyme, I've been having a lot of sensitivities to gluten and sugars, and I know that it's common, but I was wondering about coffee because I'm starting to think that I might have allergic reactions to coffee too.
Well, you know, it is possible. Last week we had a show that you should go listen to, the archive podcast. It was Gail and Laura Piazza, and they have a book called Recipes for Repair, and they talked about how the gluten issue and the sugar issue is so common with Lyme disease, and that it creates all this inflammation in our body. And as a result, people then develop food sensitivities. And these food sensitivities can, you know, cause allergic reactions or just a lot of strange symptomology. So it is very possible, Dee, that the coffee could be giving you trouble. It's not unheard of.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and do you think that, over time?
What's that?
Do you think over time I would be able to incorporate gluten or sugar back into my diet?
Yes, eventually.
I've been off it for almost 2 years now.
As you get stronger and healthier, and, you know, my advice is to work with maybe a clinical nutritionist or a naturopath, and they can help bring the inflammation down in your digestive tract with various supplements and things like aloe vera. They have a lot of different ways to do that. And I myself, though, you know, I'm recovered from Lyme disease many years now, and I still do not eat gluten with any regularity. I mean, I'll have it maybe once a week. So it's not a healthy food for us, sadly, anymore, because the wheat that we're eating is a genetically modified one that has too much high gluten and starch content compared to what our grandparents ate. So kind of we're all vulnerable, Lyme disease or not. It's one of the reasons there's so much obesity and diabetes is because of this issue with this very starchy wheat. So I'm sad to say you might not be back on it regularly, but you can have it as a treat. But thank you for calling us, Dee.
Well, thanks for answering my question.
Yes. I wish you luck and get yourself to a naturopath or a nutritionist to help you with those food sensitivities.
Oh, also, one more question. Have you ever tried or know anyone who has tried the Rife machine?
Oh, yes. I have had experience with it myself and many others. There's a good group called LymeBook.com. that you can go onto, and he's got CDs and books and DVDs and lots of information there on Rife technology. And also, there's a chapter in my book on it, too. You'll get to read there. So thanks,
awesome.
Dee. Thanks for calling.
I tried it. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Happy holidays.
Okay.
All right.
Too.
Thank you. So, John, we're back to you. Are you with us?
I am with you, and it's actually, you know, one of the things that this ride showed me. You know, I went into this ride with all these various questions that I wanted to answer. You know, maybe I was looking for some closure, and one of the central paradoxes is it raises more questions than it answers. And, you know, one of those questions is, why don't patients get better? You know, what are some of the factors that are involved? And it seems to just be a very complex illness. And, you know, it has to do with bacteria, immune response, mold, your diet. You know, I can't handle gluten anymore. And I don't know when or why that was triggered. So definitely a lot of questions that still need to be answered.
Definitely. You know, we see it all the time, us practitioners. Some people can move through this illness and find recovery easier than others. And I think you're right. The work of Dr. Shoemaker that Dr. Wayne Anderson presented at an ILADS conference, he pinpointed those very things, like you said, the detoxification route, the food sensitivities, the mold issues, the mitochondria dysfunction. There's a lot of pieces that all kind of dovetail. And a lot to learn. But, you know, this amazing journey that you were on, I mean, you've had such a breadth of insight into what America is facing. I mean, it's really like an eagle's eye view, John, because, you know, you traversed this whole continent. What's your feeling?
There's just a lot of human suffering that's being caused by these diseases. You know, these diseases, they're complex, they're controversial, they're poorly understood by many, and as a result, a lot of people are going misdiagnosed, undiagnosed for a very long time, and they're suffering, you know, incredible amounts of pain. And, you know, I went through this illness, and I had a very bad time with it. You know, I was misdiagnosed, felt like I was mistreated at times. There are people across the country who have literally had their lives stripped away from them because of these diseases. And for whatever reason, these are stories that haven't really surfaced in a widespread way. But these are stories that need to be shared, and people need to start listening. From that, though, from these, you know, stories of, you know, horrible suffering, I've met many strong and smart patients who, you know, gave me piercing insights into, you know, next steps that we might be taking as a community. But what seems what I think we need to focus on is just working collaboratively. You know, it feels like everyone's experience is kind of fragmented, and people feel very alone, whether that's by themselves or with their local support group. And we really need to find a way to work together in a goal-oriented way. So that's something that I hope this ride get people talking about. And next steps is just thinking about, you know, how we do that and what tangible goals we can focus on. But I guess talking about it is a good first step.
Yeah, conversation and dialogue and bringing light to a subject is really important. And it's very obvious that this tremendous journey that you have taken has really shown the light and, you know, banding together, as you said. Right now, it's sort of like a connect the dots with the support groups around the country. And I know Tick-Borne Disease Alliance is working really, like, they're working their hearts out to try to make this a national effort for awareness and, you know, kind of one large clearinghouse for people to get information from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I appreciate what you've learned. I mean, I know it's heartbreaking to sit there with some of these people that are in wheelchairs and so fragile.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just such a traumatic experience for patients, just because, you know, everything they've learned through this experience, unfortunately, has kind of made them not trust people. So I definitely feel very privileged to be able to listen to their stories and that they felt comfortable sharing those experiences with me.
I know. I mean, don't you think in a certain way, I mean, it's weird to say that it's a gift, but it's certainly a skill set that gets developed when you've had this illness and you've suffered for a long time. What I've noticed is people like yourself and others that I've met is that we end up having a very open heart, a lot of compassion. It's not so much about the personal experience anymore. It's like you move beyond yourself into this place of, you know, what is mankind experiencing? And people in the Lyme community, so many of them have such open hearts.
Absolutely. And it really does come down to just giving people the benefit of the doubt. You know, these are people who are suffering with something that is very real and horrible. And, you know, I think the worst thing you can do is to say that it's all in their heads. So definitely going through this illness and being dismissed at one point has made me more compassionate and just willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, which is particularly important for this illness that's been, you know, a little bit stigmatized.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, healing happens on the inside. And, you know, we are born and we die from our heart, right? And I can't help but believe that so many people that are struggling with this illness, you know, one of the things that it seems to breed is this great courage and tenacity and fortitude to hang on when, you know, the odds are so steep. And I really applaud you, John, because besides being a road warrior and a Lyme warrior, you really have become a healing force too for others. And it's quite a testimony to bring your beautiful golden light into these townships and homes. I'm sure it has been very refreshing and inspirational for people to meet you.
Thank you. And I've been, you know, inspired by all these people I've met on my trip. You know, there were times where I was in a lot of pain, and these stories, while traumatic and heartbreaking, they are inspiring, just seeing how brave and strong many of the people who suffer with these diseases are. So I'm really thankful that I was able to meet these people, and definitely will need to write lots of thank you cards over the holiday break.
I bet. Yeah. I mean, you've got a lot to share. I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of writing inside of you You know, a book could be born of this. Certainly, in many magazine articles. There's a lot to come out of this journey and the aftermath of it all. I'm sure you'll be processing, and then you'll probably be creating.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, there's a bigger project in this, but it all does feel a bit preliminary, you know, the beginning of something big, and I think there's bigger projects glimmering on the horizon, so definitely look forward to working with you and TBDA and the other, you know, national organizations and then support groups across the country.
Yes, I know. I feel good things for you, and you really are on a trajectory now that will bring much good to any people. So, John, stay with us because Stacy Grodin's going to join us now when we come back from the station break, and we're going to talk more about Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and the work that you all have been doing. So stay with us, listeners. This is Limelight Radio with Katina, and we'll be back after the station break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're back on air with Limelight Radio. And I'd like to introduce to you a wonderful woman, Stacy Grodin. She is the current president of the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance and is the past co-founder of Turn the Corner Foundation. recognizing the dire need for research, education, and awareness for tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease, Stacy and her husband, Rich, started Turn the Corner Foundation in 2002. Along with the Board of Directors and Medical Advisory Board, she helped launch a variety of integral programs, such as the Physicians Training Program, that has allowed hundreds of physicians worldwide to become literate in tick-borne illnesses. Stacy currently spearheads the Medical Education Committee at TBDA and helps chair the annual gala, which is a fabulous, glorious event, I must say. And as a public relations specialist in the health and beauty arena from 1995 to 2002, Stacy led all brand efforts, including media promotions and public relations initiatives, and an integral part of leading the media communications for a variety of top companies in the food and beverage industries. Stacy's a graduate of the Newhouse School of Communications at Syracuse University, and she and her family live in Larchmont, New York. So, Stacy Grodin, it's a great pleasure to meet you
and have you on Limelight Radio. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here, and I appreciate the warm welcome.
Oh, yes. It's my delight to have you. I love TBDA. We've had such a great 3 months together with John Donnelly on this Bite Back for a Cure campaign. And for our listeners, I'm just going to give the little summary. John Donnelly and TBDA recently completed a 4,000-mile campaign ending on December 1st when John rode over the George Washington Bridge into New York City. And along the ride across America, John had the opportunity to meet with doctors, scientists, researchers, and most importantly, those who suffer and share their story. And we have embraced his updates weekly. They've been fabulous. I say John is so articulate and such an amazing individual. But Stacy, what would you tell us that you feel the Bite Back for a Cure campaign has showed you folks at TBDA?
Well, it's really showed us, I mean, unfortunately, we see how many people are suffering. And when John went coast to coast, it was so apparent that people are suffering, and people are suffering in every state and every city. And people were so happy to see John because he really represented the beacon of hope for this crazy illness, as I call it. And John was really such an amazing inspiration for so many people across the country that he spoke to. And people were so appreciative to see the awareness that's being done for tick-borne diseases. So John's journey represented so many different things, but I really think it was a hope, a beacon of hope for so many people who were suffering from all these illnesses from coast to coast.
I know, it truly is remarkable, you know, when you're in the trenches and you're, you know, bedbound and you're stuck in a wheelchair or you can't even make a sandwich and, you know, you just feel like so lost and in this tepid fog, and to see John there on his bike and he's handsome and strong and, you know, vital and he's
recovered. Think about the healthy person. I mean, I'm not biking across there, you know, person to bike across, and then John, who's, you know, deals with currently, you know, still tick-borne diseases and biking coast to coast, it's an amazing inspiration. And I was lucky enough to be in New York City and see him ride in, and he looked fresh as a daisy. I said, wait, did you just bike 4,000 miles?
Oh, wow. Well, that's wonderful. I mean, TBDA, you know, you were there with the support vehicles. I mean, there's a lot of awareness going on and information being passed out. And I know you said when you got into Ohio and into Missouri, there was a lot of information that, you know, you were learning, TBDA is learning. Correct. And tell us about Missouri in particular. What was the big discovery there, Stacy?
Well, we learned that Missouri and four other states account for more than 60% of nationwide cases of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. This is according to the CDC. The tick-borne illness is caused by a local tick species such as the American dog tick, the Rocky Mountain wood tick, and it can be very severe or even fatal if people are not diagnosed and treated quickly. We found out in 2009 the Heartland virus, which is a new tick-borne disease, was discovered in northwest Missouri when two farmers became very ill. And the virus has similar Lyme symptoms, including the high fever, the fatigue, the nausea. So it's really scary.
It is scary. So this Heartland virus, which is kind of a new name for some of us in, you know, the common, you know, townships of America, Are they using a test right now out of Igenix or somewhere to isolate it?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know exactly how they're doing that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to come up with some new protocol to detect it. Mm. One thing that we're doing at TBDA, which I think you're aware of, is trying to come up with a new diagnostic tool to help better test in general
yes.
for all these tick-borne diseases, because as you know, the current testing is so tricky out there mm. that we need more accuracy to get people properly diagnosed and properly treated?
Yes, I know. I know you've been very committed to that, finding something that is, you know, that much more accurate. And I know you've been working with some research doctors on that.
Right, right. We while we were in Illinois, John, and he can talk more about that, met with Dr. Brian Allen, who's a very prominent University of Illinois assistant professor studying ecology of infectious diseases. And we learned that the Midwest invasion of Lyme disease spreading across many regions of Illinois with the vector tick recently arrived in the Champaign area. And biological reasons for the growing prevalence of Lyme disease in the U.S., the fastest growing health epidemic, potentially due to human environmental changes. And a greater understanding of the invasion and expansion of the ecology of Lyme disease in general.
I know, that must have been a fascinating visit. I would actually like to get him on Limelight Radio, because this whole ecological situation and the, as you said, massive expansion of ticks and the invasion of these infections, it's really like a plague.
It is, and it's like I always joke around, if you're lucky enough to be bit by a tick that just has Lyme disease, but with all the other bacteria, all the other viruses out there, the chances of the tick that bites somebody carrying a host of co-infections and multiple viruses is pretty high.
Yeah, it's very high, isn't it? And the average doctor does not know that they're even looking at any of these conditions in their office.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, especially as you said, if we're out in the Midwest or down south, or you know, areas that they're
Europe,
they're not
even if we're abroad.
Yeah, right. So, also Ohio. Ohio was interesting for you too, wasn't it?
Yes. While John and the crew was in Ohio, they discovered that the Ohio Department of Health's Zoonotic Disease Department, which tracks the spread of tick-borne diseases, lost its funding as a result of state budget cuts in July, which makes the work on prevention of Lyme disease in Ohio much more challenging without the proper funding. So that's, you know, a considerable challenge.
That's very upsetting.
It's very upsetting.
Because very upsetting that they've lost their funding in Ohio. That's we're right in the Lyme Belt there.
Right. I mean, if you think about all the places that John touched from coast to coast, I don't think there was one place that he went to that didn't have a prevalent tick-borne disease presence, unfortunately. It's just everywhere.
It's everywhere. When he was in Kansas, I was, like, shocked when he was on air that week telling me about Kansas. I was like, oh, my gosh, Kansas
yes.
is...
And sometimes, you know, you'll speak to professionals or physicians or government people from those states who say, oh, you know, this doesn't exist here. But wait a second, you know, he's talking to all these people and it does exist.
Yeah, and they're sick. And I get emails from like Iowa and Montana. And I mean, it is everywhere. And, you know, bless your hearts at TBDA. I'm a huge fan of the tremendous educational and supportive work that you've been doing, and I can't applaud you enough, Stacy.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate. We're lucky to have you spreading the word even more, because it's so helpful what you do.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. So listen, everyone, stay tuned. We're getting ready for a station break. Stacy Grodin, president of TBDA, is with us, and John Donnelly will return with us, too. We've got more to talk about. And I also have one more book to give away. So listeners, please dial in 800-930-2819. You'll get a copy of Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit. So stay tuned. This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio.
Yeah.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. Great music there, Chrissy. I like that from my producer. Also, great news. We've had three callers that just called in. You're all going to get booked. So Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm thrilled for you all. So we're continuing our conversation here with Stacy Grodin and John Donnelly. And Stacy, I'd like to remark that on December 4th, the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, along with eight other prominent doctors, researchers, Lyme disease sufferers, and advocates, joined in Washington, D.C. for a briefing with congressional aides.
Yes.
So could you elaborate the mechanics of that critical event, how that went?
Sure. The briefing addressed Lyme and other tick-borne diseases, which has become a national health crisis, and helped educate and brought awareness to underscore the need for improved diagnostics and improved treatment. And we had a doctor, Dr. Della Mora, who's a professor of pediatrics in infectious diseases at Weill Cornell Medical Center right here in New York City, who spoke about infectious diseases such as Lyme in children and how important these better diagnostics are for youth patients. So that was really the crux of it, and it was great. It was very successful.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, children and youth, teenagers, they just get so stricken, and their symptoms are just so bad. So that's wonderful that you were able to really highlight that piece.
Yes, that's pediatrics and Lyme is and tick-borne illnesses is something that we're definitely very passionate about.
Yeah, and I remember John saying to me after he was at the Senate briefing that you had a good turnout of senators. Didn't he say there was like close to 40 of them there? It's a pretty big
group. Yeah, I think maybe even more than that. Yeah, we had a really big turnout. I really didn't know what to expect, but we had quite an audience for it, and I think it resonated with people. You know, I think people came out not just aware of these diseases, but even scared, you know, and I'm sure they knew about Lyme disease before that. You know, kind of the truth that I found on this trip is everyone knows someone with Lyme disease. And usually the type of Lyme disease that puts you through, you know, pretty horrible circumstances. So I'm hoping that the message resonated with them. We definitely had some powerful speakers, and we definitely need government support as we move forward.
Yeah, definitely important. And I know that, Stacy, you mentioned to me in your notes that there is a way for people to get involved by supporting the bills for Lyme disease. Could you share that information to our listeners?
They can go to www.tbdalliance.org/get-involved/advocacy. And they can just, if you just go to tbdalliance.org also, and you just got that part, you could find it on our website.
You could find it on the website.
Right.
And then they can, you know, get involved depending on, you know, what states they're in, or is it a national effort, these bills?
Correct. They could get involved in a bunch of different ways. You could see it all on our website. It's all laid out pretty clearly. But we're encouraging them, break the silence, act now. Every voice counts, and we want everyone to share their voice.
Yes, very important. All our listeners, please do that. Visit tbdalliance.org, get involved, and be part of this very important time in history where we've got to shift the tides. We can't just, you know, wait for the government or wait for the doctor to take a step. We have to push the tide ourselves. It's this grassroots efforts. It's John's campaign, it's TBDA's work, it's my radio show, it's all of us joining hands together. So please go to tbdalliance.org and get involved. We have a question, a caller on the line, John and Stacy. Let's hear what they have to say, and then I want to finalize with some comments from you both. So hello, who's on the line?
Actually, Katina, we have too many callers on the line to patch her through, but I'm going to get her question and get back to you.
Okay, great. All right, so we'll wait for that question from Chrissy. So, Stacy, you have done such beautiful work, Corner, and now with TBDA. I know you're very committed to this whole situation with tick-borne disease. You know, it is a crisis, and tell us what the future holds. What are you looking at on the horizon with TBDA?
Well, as you saw from John's Coast to Coast, awareness is definitely high on our list, spreading the word. And also, we're really focused on finding a diagnostic tool that to ensure more accuracy and to ensure proper diagnosis and better treatment. Because without that, doctors don't believe the illness is real, and sort of a domino effect of bad things from there. So that's sort of the first step in this, and that's something that we're really working towards, is the diagnostic tool. We're still trying to educate medical professionals, and we're still pushing awareness as a big part of our campaign.
I understand. Very important. And I just see the question, Chrissy just typed it into me, and this ties into what you just said. So the question from our caller is, in terms of funding, how do you prioritize the projects, and how do you select the projects or the research that TBDA is going to focus on?
Well, we have our priority list, and as I said, right now it's awareness, which is sort of a vast topic, but like John's trip was a big priority for us, so that sort of took precedent. And our other big priority right now is the diagnostic tool, but it really depends on what's going on in the you know, Lyme climate, might I say, which dictates sort of where we're going to go with our funding. So, you know, from year to year or couple of years to couple of years, it depends. But right now, our main focus is spreading the word and finding a diagnostic tool.
Both very valuable. Yeah, I can totally support both of those efforts. And anything I can do to help you with Limelight Radio, Stacey, you keep in touch with me.
Oh, thank you. You've been such a huge help already.
Oh, yes. It's been my pleasure. But let's keep the connection going. And, you know, we'll continue to work together because we can reach millions with this radio show. The Dr. Pat Syndicate's huge. She's got 300 station syndicate that I'm trying to get the sponsors. So we can go, you know, into 10 million listeners on that syndicate. It's huge.
Wow.
Which would be enormous. So, John, Les, I'd love to hear from you. I mean, this has just been such an experience for you. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us? I hate to say that it's my last show with you.
Maybe we'll do something in the future. There's so much to say. I think I do have a little perspective on it now. I know for sure this is one of the most, you know, real life-changing experiences I've ever had, and I hope it was for the people I met also. I think the trip was a major success in a few different ways. As Stacey just said, raising awareness. We raised a lot of awareness through this ride on a national scale. It looks like we're going to hit our fundraising goal of $50,000. And probably most importantly, we connected with hundreds of patients across the country and many support groups. And, you know, it was successful. We finished the ride. We even did a victory lap. And I think it's been something that's hopeful and inspiring. But it all feels a little bit preliminary also. You know, the real truth that I found on this ride, you know, is that we have a very strong and smart community. But also that there's more about these diseases that we don't know than we know. So everything just points to more research and more funding and more open minds so that we can really tackle this issue. So I'm very much looking forward to continuing advocacy work and, you know, speaking with more patients. But there's just so much more to learn about these diseases. But meeting all these very brave patients across the country, it gives me hope, for sure.
It surely does, and I think that word open-minded is such an important phrase because we've got to think outside the box. The doctors, the researchers, everybody's got to think out of the traditional box of diagnostics, of symptom pictures. This asks for creative problem-solving, creative exploration. So I do believe that the tides, you know, the tipping point is here. 10 years ago, this picture was worse, more bleak and dark. At least this wonderful work TBDA has done, we've created a lot of awareness and dialogue. So thank you both. You are wonderful people. You're a wonderful organization, and it's been my pleasure to share this time. John, I have to have you back on in the spring just for a check-in. Stacey, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure, and I'm so happy I could be involved.
Thank you both. Happy holidays to everybody. Happy New Year. We're going to have a Christmas show next week, and then I'll be back on air with you live on January 1st. So thank you, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Katina.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my...
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.